Tonight we have a fascinating Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember. Let's see if who he quotes it from. I think it's tonight. Is it tonight? I don't remember. Maybe it's not tonight. Okay. Tess, you said? Okay. Connor Kalem.
Yes.
We're talking about Shechiyonu and Atoyva Meitiv, right? So, Connor Kalem, Shemishtam Shebehem. Who Ubnei Beisai? Let's say you were kind of Kalim, that you and Bnei Beisai would then Mavarech Hatoyv HaMeitiv. Meaning, if it's for yourself, you say Shechiyanu. It's for you with the Bnei Beisai, then it's just, then you make Hatoyv HaMeitiv. Yud, Im Nitnu Lai B'Matana. Let's say it's given to you B'Matana, Mavarech Hatoyv HaMeitiv. So then you make a bracha of Hatoiva Meitiv. Shehu Toiva Loi, Begam Lahanois and Toiva. It's a Toiva for you, and it's also a Toiva for the person giving it to you. Kiyamzam a Kabal Hu Ani, because if the one who took it is an Ani, Harehi Toiva Lahanois, then it's a Toiva to Nois, because everybody giving, right, most people feel good when they give something away. Because Hashem was mezakim to give tzedakah, which doesn't necessarily mean tzedakah, but means Hashem gave you the wherewithal to be able to share with what you have. And let's say the person you gave the present to is wealthy, then the noisen is going to be happy that the wealthy person accepted a present from him. Right? So Memela, you have, that's why you would say Atayva Meitiv on a present dafka, even if it's just for yourself. Yud Aleph, ala svarim chadashim shekana, on new svarim that you buy, ain't a mevarach shechiyanu, you don't make shechiyanu, mishum de mitzvahs lav lahanas nitnu. When you have a mitzvah, so mitzvahs are not meant to have benefit from them. Right? So meaning, what's a pshat in that? So pshat is that you're mechuyev too. You're mechuyev to do mitzvahs because you have to do mitzvahs, having nothing to do with whether you want to do a mitzvah or you don't want to do a mitzvah. You're mechuyev to do mitzvahs because that's what Hashem said, right? So that's why you would not make shechiyonu on mitzvah. That's where you get into the make shechiyonu with the first time you put on tefillin, first time a woman goes to the mikveh, first time a woman lights candles, all those things. Yud beis adav she'ena chashuv kol kach, on something that's not so chashuv, could go in chaluk like a shirt or menolim or shoes van pelois. But nowadays I don't know, maybe shoes are considered really chashuv. But we said already you don't make that on anything that an animal had to die for. And for lois is socks ain't levarich vafilu imhu ani shesameach. But even if you're an ani and you're very happy, you still don't make a bracha on them. Va'asher gadol shekana kelim chadashim. But somebody who's very wealthy and he buys new kelim sheroy lebeinini lismayach b'hem, that our average person would be happy with them. Elashula ashroy ain't chashuvim etzel kol kach. But him, because he's so wealthy, it's not chashuv to him. And he's not happy, then he also shouldn't make a bracha. Meaning, this is the reason why many people nowadays, this is one of the reasons why many people nowadays do not make brachas on clothing. Because clothing is so common. It's very rare to have a real pure simcha. We're considered wealthy when it comes to these things. It's very hard to have a legitimate simcha when getting new clothing. The meaning is to tell somebody when he's wearing new clothing, sevalu sechadish, meaning it should be worn, and then you, when it's worn out, you'll get a new one. And on shoes and other clothing that's made from leather, even if it's made from treif animals, afilu me'oros heim tfuros rak. And even if the leather is only under the beged, meaning it's a lining, there you don't say that we want ki im yichadish beged kazeh, because in order to be mechadish a beged like this, you have to kill something that's alive. Uksiva rachamova kol masov. Hashem has rachmanos on all his maisim. Meaning, you can't buy regular clothing. So let's say it's wool or cotton. So nothing's dying in order to make it. So therefore, you could say, use it in good health and then get a new one. But to tell somebody that I hope you get new shoes eventually, then that's hoping that an animal is going to die, which we don't, which l'chatchila we really don't want. If you have a fruit that's mischadish from year to year. So this was mamish, the Tu B'Shvat issue, right? Meaning fruit, which is what we call a perennial, which it grows by itself once a year. So I think it's called perennial. The first time you eat it that year, you make a shechiyanu. Why? Because you're happy that you got to live to see another year. Right, and that's shechiyanu. By the way, can really be made just by seeing the fruit, even if you don't eat it. Right. Now the problem is, nowadays the first time you see it, we see all these fruits a whole year. So that's why there are many that don't make shechiyanu on fruits nowadays, because it's around the whole year. You're not getting to see. Right, you're not getting to see the new fruit, and you don't even know. Maybe that fruit got refrigerated, and it's from the old crop. Or then that's the same thing with the dried fruit. Why most say shechiyanu should not be made on dry fruit, because it's probably from the previous crop. It's only based on the new crop because you're happy to see that you lived another year. Okay. First you make the Shechiyanu, and then you make the Barah Priya Eitz. But if you forgot, and then you made the Baracha on the Pri, gam you can make Shechiyanu after the Hefsik, and it's not a Hefsik. But if you did not make a Baracha the first time you ate the fruit, then you can't make a Baracha anymore. That's why if you had the Shechiyanu fruit on your table on a Rosh Hashanah, and now you're eating it by Tu B'Shvat, you have to know whether it went out of season and then came back into season or not. Right? Let's say you have many different types of fruit in front of you. It's enough to make one Shechiyanu for all of them. Beis Minim, if you have two different types, even if they're a little bit similar, K'moin Kirshen Vinksin, which is basically different types of cherries, even if they don't have a different name, they only taste different. White figs, and black figs. So if you make shechiyanu on one, when you get the second type, because they taste totally different. It's two different simchas. Right, now there are those that are chaylik on this. So it's with all these things, you gotta tread lightly. Before you make all these shechiyanus, you gotta make sure that it's not based on machloiksim, etc., etc. Tesvav and veir shechiyanu ala novim. If you make shechiyanu on grapes, yeshanu dein tzorach levarach on shechiyanu ala yain chadash, then you don't make it on the new wines. Ki simcha achas he who shayayin yotzim in anovim, because it's one simcha that the wine comes out from the grapes. Some say you do have to make shechiyanu on the new wine, because there's more simcha with wine than grapes. When you make a shechiyanu on eating grapes, it's like shesheisa yayin chadash. When you drink the new wine, you varach tchila shechiyanu aleza min chadash. You take a shechiyanu on a different type of fruit, lifter gamas a yayin to pater the yayin. But if you made first a shechiyanu on wine, then for sure you don't make a shechiyanu on the grapes. That's only when you drink the wine, when it's tirosh, when it hasn't really fermented. That it's recognizable that it's yayin chadash. But if he does drink it until it was mamish wine, even if he didn't make shechiyanu on the grapes, you don't make shechiyanu. because it's not recognizable between new and old wine. Okay, Tazayin. Anyway, Shechiyonu ala Baiser, you don't make Shechiyonu on fruits or specifically grapes that are not ripe. Elikashe, if Shilu has Kailas Anovim, only when it gets cooked, literally it means cooked, but it means when it gets, when it's ripe. V'chein kol pri achar gomri, it's every fruit, not just grapes, after it's completed. You don't make shechiyonu on vegetables, and is root vegetables. Because they last for a long time. They would insulate them in karka, and in the ground, and in chol and sand. And they're also always available. And nobody has so much simcha by vegetables. So those are the reasons why we don't make shechiyonu on vegetables. Right? Oh, this is the one that was, this is fascinating. Yud Ches. You don't make shechiyonu on smells, right? On besamim and those type of things. Or plants or fruits or whatever it is, meaning the smell of fruits. Why? What is a reyach for? A reyach doesn't have, nobody's going to stay alive by smelling things, right? So a reyach is just, the neshama enjoys a good smell. A neshama he nitzchias, and a neshama is forever, right? Meaning what's the, this is a real musar here, I think, right? What's the pshan in shechiyonu? Because you're happy that you got to live another year, right? So, but the neshama is never happy to live another year. The neshama is forever, right? Meaning you're happy you lived another year so you could do more mitzvahs, et cetera, right? The neshama doesn't need to stay alive for another year, right? The neshama is forever. So it's either going to be in this world or the next world, but it's going to be. So there's no more happiness for it being alive versus being dead. That's a big chizik that people think that who says this, the neshama afterlife, etc. No, there's the neshama is forever. So we don't get caught up with the goof being in this world, because ultimately it is it's temporary, but the neshama is forever. Okay, yutes, this one I like too. Asid adam litin din v'cheshbon. It's very strong terminology. A person is going to give he's going to have to give judgment. He's going to be judged on al masherasa einoy v'loy ochal. If he sees something with his eye and he doesn't eat it, right? If you see something to be nana from Hashem, and you don't eat it, then that's, you're turning down something good from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Lazar ha-mitzamtim le-priti, Rabbi Lazar would save money, and he would buy at least once a year from every type of fruit to eat it. L'chayra, the person can say what it means is that he would do it so that he could say shechiyonu. Some say yes, some say no. But the point was is that he saved his money up so that he could be nene from all types of food. Now, I don't know if he means meats and meat boards and all, and sushi and all that. I think it means more natural things that Hashem created naturally, but I don't know that. I don't know that for sure. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good Tvach, a fine night, and a good Yor.